Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're out at the Cass County Sanitary Landfill and we're visiting with Brandy Miracle. Of course, she is the director here. So, Brandy, I want to talk about plastics because I've been hearing some things about changes with plastics. Is that true? Are you not going to do that anymore?
Well, the other day when you called, that was a surprise that somebody had told you we're not doing anything with plastic recycling anymore. I have been out talking to the Kiwanis and the Rotary Clubs, and I'm afraid that maybe somebody just misheard what I said. What we were talking about that day was how we have a lot of things come in that actually are not recyclable. If they're a mixed material, like some of your plastic toys that have the metal spokes on them, or other materials mixed in, that's not a recyclable material. And so it ends up getting landfilled once it gets here anyway. So it actually causes us more time and effort and employee time to sort those things out. So instead of being a wishful recycler where you think it might be recyclable, so I'm just going to go ahead and throw it in with the recycle bin, we want you to think, when in doubt, throw it out. If you think it might not be recyclable, chances are it's not. So go ahead and put that in your regular trash. It saves us a lot of time, man hours, extra resources to sort those things out. If we don't send clear, good, clean product to these mills, they can reject those loads, send them back to us, or landfill them, and that's still our expense.
Okay. And when you say clean, that reminds me, I think it's still true that you don't want ketchup bottles and some things like that that have oil in them, no matter how much you wash them.
Exactly. I have some people that are just very diligent about washing out those peanut butter jars. The thing is that the people that sort those out here are not going to get into those jars and, you know, run a finger down through them to see how clean they are. If they see a peanut butter jar, they're going to toss it aside. So anything with a high oil content, such as peanut butter, salad dressings, your Miracle Whip, ketchup, anything like that, just go ahead and put it in your trash because it will get sorted out once it gets here anyway.
And saying not to put those in, there's still plenty of plastic that we need to be putting in the bins.
Oh, definitely. Our number one item that we would like to see is your milk jugs and your water bottles. Those type of items are really desirable. That's what they can recycle the most and make into materials, you know, such as some of the other recycled chairs and bleachers and things like that. One thing that is confusing for people, PVC is not a clear product, not a clean plastic product, so that is not recyclable. So if you're thinking about PVC piping or guttering or things like that, we ask that you just throw that away in your regular garbage also.
And we're sort of past the season, but what about all of those black containers that we get plants in the spring and summer? You know, there are tons of those pots and containers.
That's true. And that is something that is also not recyclable right now with our current markets. A lot of our mills use optical eyes to sort that plastic out. And the black material is the same color as those conveyor belts. They cannot distinguish between them. So they've asked us, in order to keep a good market going and to be able to get the highest price for our material, we've been sorting that stuff out.
And you mentioned optical. That's not the way it works at the Cass County Landfill.
It is not.
We have or machine optical.
That's right. We have an employee that the only job he has here is to sort through those plastics. So when you think about it, you're actually making him extra work if you're not, you know, abiding by the guidelines that we ask you to. He's a great employee. He's been with us since the 80s, does a great job of doing what he does. But one of the issues that he has is everybody is still, even though we have signs on those recycle bins, they're still putting their plastics in plastic bags and putting them in there. And I understand it's convenient to transport and to put them in that way. Part of the problem is he has to open up every single one of those bags and sort it out. Also, if you look at some of those bins, the top hole that you put those recyclables in is much larger than the trapdoor hole below it that the material comes out. So something that might fit in that top hole does not fit coming out, and we will spend over an hour trying to clear these bins. One of the biggest culprits in the metal bin is wire hangers. It gets so tangled up in there, or people will jam chairs in there. They will try to tear apart microwave ovens and put in there. So we spend a lot of time just trying to clear boxes. The thing is, if it doesn't easily go in that box, you know, we're going to have an even harder time trying to get it back out of the box. So please be kind to us and just throw that away in your regular garbage.
I guess it's interesting that some people really want to recycle, but maybe we need to make some decisions there. And you mentioned the wire hangers. Anything else that's going in metal that shouldn't be going in there or that you're going to have trouble with?
mostly like the microwaves and the big larger toaster ovens. We had somebody that managed to bend a metal desk and jam it in there the other day. So they're putting so much effort. The thing is, if you have a larger metal piece, and it is just metal, it's not an appliance, we have a bin right beside our driveway. When you pull in, any of those bulky items, come out here and toss in the bin. You don't have to waste your time trying to get them in those bins. We don't have to waste our time trying to get them back out.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about cardboard, because what's cardboard, what's cereal boxes, and then the newspaper and magazines. Kind of talk about those issues.
Sure. Of course, the most desirable material for cardboard is that thicker corrugated cardboard that you get, the packaging type of material. But there's also what they call paperboard, and that would be our Kleenex boxes and our cereal boxes. We are allowed what they call contamination, just a percentage. We have so much of the big, good corrugated cardboard that we're allowed to put in those cereal boxes and the Kleenex boxes. So go ahead and recycle those with your cardboard bins. The only thing that we ask you to steer away from is anything with that it's a frozen food. It has that waxy coating on it. It just doesn't recycle well. Or your greasy pizza boxes. Something like that just isn't going to recycle and go through the machines well.
Okay, put those in the garbage. And I want to go back to plastic a minute. You talked about people putting plastic things that are recyclable into the plastic bags to put them into the bins. It should be really easy to just dump them out. But also the plastic bags that we get, every time I go to the store, I get another plastic bag. What do we do with those?
Well, first of all, I'm going to encourage you to use the reusable bags. That's going to save us a whole lot of hassle. What you see blowing around across pastures and stuck in barbed wire fences most of the time is those plastic bags. That's also what's ending up in our oceans. So if your first defense is going to be using those reusable bags, if it's just a gallon of milk and you don't need a bag, don't take one. Otherwise, if you do take those, first of all, figure out ways to reuse them. You know, for the people that have cats around the house, that's a perfect way, you know, to reuse it when you're scooping that litter box. Otherwise, we do have places in town, Walmart and Hy-Vee, Fairway, they all have bins by their front doors that you can recycle all those bags. It does not have to be just from that store, too. They will take any bags from any of the stores.
Great information. And earlier, as we were visiting, we were talking about, you know, I'm not sure how many years ago, but quite a few years ago when we started thinking about we needed to do something different, we talked about reduce, reuse, recycle. Should we still be pushing all of that?
Well, there's a new R. It's rethink. So we need to steer away a little bit from the recycle so much and start thinking about reducing and reusing. Recycling has become an issue because in the last couple of years, China closed their borders to any recyclable materials. So we don't have the end markets that we once had. All we have is what is domestically in the United States for a mill. Because of that, there is so much more supply. The mills are getting glutted. They're starting to refuse loads, and they will only take the highest quality material. So if you're not able to provide them with that material, they don't want to do business with you. So that's why we need to partner with the residents and make sure we're only recycling the highest quality of plastic that's going in there. As far as anything else, as far as recycling, those plastic bottles, really try using those reusable bottles instead of the one single-use plastic bottles. By the year 2050, there will be just as many pieces of plastic in our oceans as there is fish. And that's a staggering statistic and very sad. They're working on trying to get it cleaned up, but can you imagine, you know, what an overwhelming effort that's going to be? So if we can start coming at it from the backside and starting to reduce what we're actually putting in the oceans, it'll help.
Okay, rethink. Good thing to put on maybe put it on the refrigerator or something. But that reminds me too, you know, so many things we get in the mail are packed in six different things, and a lot of them include styrofoam. What do we do with styrofoam?
Unfortunately, around here, we do not have a recycling market for styrofoam. They do in the cities just because styrofoam is so light. To ship it out, it takes so much more in transportation costs than it does for actual recycling. So if you do get styrofoam in, check around with people that do sell items online. See if there's anything that they can do as far as reusing that styrofoam. Another tip is when you're filling those great big garden pots on your patios, fill in the bottom of those pots with some pieces of styrofoam. They're not quite so heavy. That way you don't have to use near as much soil, mm-hmm. but they do provide good drainage.
Yeah, very good. So rethink. And let's see, one last question I guess I have is about the swap shop.
Absolutely. We still have that going. It's a year-round program. What that is anything that you have around the house that you wouldn't want to just pour down the drain. That's household hazardous items such as paint, stains, household cleaners, your garden chemicals. If you're done using it, give us a call. We'll set up an appointment for you to bring that out. If you're a resident of Cass County and not a business, we'll take those items for free. We go through, sort everything out, and everything that's still usable goes on our shelves in the swap shop. People can come in and check those out. One of the greatest things that we've seen recently is our art teachers of our local schools have been able to come in and get paint supplies because their budgets, we know, are just slashed. Also 4-H kids, those that are painting houses for rehab purposes. There's lots of great uses for those items. And maybe you just need a little bit of stain, you know, for a small project. You don't need a whole can. That's another thing we need to think about. Only buy what you really need. Instead of buying in bulk is great if you will actually use it. But if you don't, then it's just a waste.
The price is paid one way or another. So again, rethink. Well, you've just given us so much information, Brandy, and we appreciate all the work you do. And we just, again, I'm going to just keep the saying, rethink. So thank you to Brandy Miracle for visiting with us about the Cass County Sanitary Landfill and what should be coming out here. Until next time, here's a thought from a Cree Indian proverb. Only when the last tree has died and the last river has been poisoned and the last fish been caught will we realize we cannot eat money.